Alger Hiss died today at age 92. He was the central figure in a Cold War spy scandal, a patrician New Dealer who was accused after World War II of having passed secrets to the Soviet Union a decade earlier. That accusation was the subject of congressional hearings.
My name is Alger Hiss. I am not and never have been a member of the Communist Party.
Certainly the closest friend I ever had in the Communist Party.
So far as I am aware, I have never laid eyes on him.
The man in question was his accuser, Whitaker Chambers. Hiss later admitted knowing Chambers, but by a different name. Alger Hiss was convicted of perjury in 1950. He spent more than 3 years in prison, and after his release, nearly four decades seeking vindication. To get a sense of how much of American history was touched by Alger Hiss, consider the people who figured in his story. He clerked at the United States Supreme Court for Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. He served in the New Deal under President Roosevelt. Justice Felix Frankfurter was a character witness for him. So was President Truman's Secretary of State Dean Acheson. The young California Republican congressman who investigated him was Richard Nixon. The probe launched Nixon's career in national politics. Hiss's accuser, Whitaker Chambers, became the leading light of Cold War conservatism, his autobiography an inspiration to many on the right. Alger Hiss had passionate defenders who saw him as a martyr to anti-Soviet hysteria, and he had passionate detractors who saw him as naive 1930s leftism personified. His case was long one of those Cold War litmus tests. People's opinions of it said much about their views of the relative merits of Moscow and McCarthyism. In recent years, he claimed vindication from Moscow when an aide to Boris Yeltsin said that files showed Hiss had never spied for Russia.